Hello all, welcome to yet another episode of Cricket Unplugged. So the IPL 2021 has been indefinitely suspended, and dare I say it is something that was required and something that had to be done much earlier than when it was announced, as in when you have almost 4 lakh cases in the same country and almost 4,000 people dying due to the second wave of the coronavirus. You cannot have a tournament like the IPL and the scale of the IPL, which involves a lot of overseas players, a lot of money pumped in. You cannot have that glamour going on in the same city, like example Ahmedabad or Delhi, where people are dying due to lack of oxygen, bed, ventilators, etc. And the sob story goes on and on. Very depressing to even watch the news as we get to know about the struggles people are going through who have been affected by the virus. So it doesn't make any sense, even from a purely from a cricket analyst and a fan's point of view. In me, the cricket fan in me also was not enjoying what I was seeing the last 1 week before the IPL got cancelled. So it was clearly not entertaining. It was not a distraction, because there is no way you can avoid staying away from social media. So while watching the games, when you open Twitter, it has become a SOS hub. And to a large extent, it is working out, as many people are finding in these dire times, they're finding some really great COVID warriors who have come out and shown that you don't need to be in power or you don't need to have powerful contacts. All you need is a good heart and a set of good and trustworthy contacts in your Twitter handle to make sure they can mobilize the resources when required. So I myself have seen the highs of the IPL in the starting, when the cases were increasing in India, but I felt after a point it would sort of taper down and plateau, and then the cricket action could speak for itself. So the first two and a half weeks, especially of the IPL, I was proud to be a cricket fan, as that time people were looking at some distraction, and the IPL provided that with some real top quality cricket. It was not just T20 games. There was some really good cricket on display. And unfortunately, as I said in the starting of this episode, after a point it became really irrational, and I myself was finding myself in a very tough position to defend what is happening around us, as so many people are losing their lives. And BCCI could rather use the cricket grounds and the facilities they are pumping in into the bio bubble to save common citizens' lives. Like one example is to keep and to make sure that the bio bubble is extremely secure. There are a lot of medical staff, nurses, doctors employed who are part of the bubble. So if that could be released to hospitals where people actually need all these resources, then the IPL should have been called off, was my take even before the IPL started. But there was no clear clarity as to how many medical resources or staff were part of the bubble and all that. So IPL went on. It was great while it lasted for 1 month. There were some really good games. So I clearly have seen many RCB fans in particular ruining the fact that this is probably their best season after 2016 edition, where they reached the final, where they had complete balance sorted out with Glenn Maxwell clicking, Kyle Jamieson being a good overseas pick, Dan Christian bringing in his experience in the Big Bash and for Australia into the mix, and he had Devdutt Padikkal, who came out of COVID and then showed his true prowess with the scintillating 100 in a 182 run partnership with his skipper Virat Kohli. So there are a lot of good cricketing moments, and more importantly, now that the IPL is called off, I think it is very it will be nice just to go back and watch some of these games, because they have been replayed on Star Sports now. So I think it will be good to revisit them whenever the we feel right, because at the moment nothing feels right. So even putting out this and creating this IPL 2021 round of special episode didn't feel right in many ways, but one way and one motivation for me to do this is the people who do tune into this episode, maybe now, maybe in a few days time or in some weeks time or even much later than that. My hope is this could bring some cheer and some insights into what is actually happening in the IPL and how it has impacted the IPL, because it's very important to get different perspectives of how this tournament's cancellation can affect people. Like two ways of looking at it from my point of view. So one is, I am also have family members who are tested positive, and we are in a helpless situation of sorts. But thankfully, no one is critically affected by the virus. But being in a different city, the only thing we can do is arrange some resources, medical resources, in case the need comes for a bed, use our contacts and whatever help we can procure to ensure that people get the right resources. But apart from that, what we can do as a family members is just check on them by calling them, by messaging on them on WhatsApp. So it is that bad a situation where we cannot go and meet them. Actually staying away from them is actually going to cure them. That is the nature of this virus. So, and the seriousness. So I think that angle, if you had to go by only that angle, I think the cricket was not needed at this time, because cricket will come back soon in June, starting when English cricket summer starts off, when England take on New Zealand. So I think cricket fanatics, people like me who cannot live without some form of cricket or other on a daily basis, we will get our cricket in few weeks time. So I think it's not the end of the world. IPL was heading towards this kind of a rather abrupt end, because you cannot have people dying on the road and in the same city have this dasmatas and the glam and the cricket going around. It is not ethically right. So that is my take as a citizen and as a normal Indian. But as a cricket analyst and a cricket fan, it is definitely a blow, because a big part of who I am as a cricket analyst and a big part of the reason for many people on cricket Twitter embracing me and making this podcast and taking it and elevating it, if I have to use that word, to new heights, is the fact that I built my brand as a cricket analyst on SportsKeeda. And the IPL gave me an opportunity after 1 year, almost 13 months to be exact, to return and write for cricket for SportsKeeda again. I started writing for them. I wrote around 6 or 7 articles on different milestones and on different teams, different players. So I was getting into the groove of almost writing an article a day. Despite what's happening around us, despite work, I found time to write and I was really enjoying it. But I knew the back of the mind, this could come to a halt anytime, because that's how bad the situation is in India of late, sadly. So it's a big blow personally, but I think from what people are enduring, it's hardly anything, because I can go back to my day job. I can wait for cricket to return. That is the English summer. And I'm sure as English summer inches nearer, I will get my turn again to write for SportsKeeda. So it's not the end of the world for me. And I think that's how I would want to end my take on IPL 2021, how it has panned out, and how I feel that its suspension or cancellation, or how the BCCI has termed it, indefinitely postponed, is right. And I think we all should accept that it may be tough as cricket journalists, as people whose income or whose livelihood depends on this tournament run. It's not easy, but I think BCCI will make sure, if not in India, at least in UAE or some other country, they will finish the tournament as per a BCCI official. 2000 to 2500 crores are riding on the IPL to get completed. So I think it will get completed. So until then, all I would like to say to all the listeners of Cricket Unplugged is stay strong, stay safe, stay at home. Go out only if it is completely required. Do not go out even to buy your groceries, etc. Try your best to get it delivered if you have all the mechanisms. If you don't, then yes, please do support, but with double mask, so that there is no chance that the virus can enter your body, because the way it is transmitting and spreading to other people in a household, it's pretty scary. One person gets it and five people end up getting it in a matter of days. So please stay safe, and hopefully once more cricket action comes nearer, Cricket Unplugged also will be far more active. As of now, I feel the need to probably take a break from Cricket Unplugged and put a halt with this episode. And then we'll return probably in 3 weeks or a month's time, hopefully when the situation in India and even in the world has stabilized on the COVID front. On that note, thank you.
Good evening, and we are recording this on the 1st of May. I would wish a happy Labor Day to all those who are involved in heavy work all around the country and those who work very hard in their office. So you can give yourself a pat on the back today. So a very warm welcome to all the listeners to our podcast Cricket Unplugged. And I am really privileged to have an opportunity to be once again able to connect with all my listeners on this platform. And I would like to thank Raghav and Suraj for this opportunity. So I would just would like to outline the IPL so far. In fact, just as we record today, there has been a very disappointing news of the captaincy change in SRH. So regarding that, I'm actually sad that Warner is not there, but I think now they can look ahead and they can try to win a few games under a new leadership. Usually mid-season changes don't help teams, as we have seen that David Miller was replaced with Murali Vijay in Kings XI Punjab. It didn't work for them. Similarly, another troubled franchise is the Punjab Kings, where a lot of discussion on strike rate is there, which is overrated. So I think I saw KL Rahul rediscover his touch. So also I would shortly touch upon the players who have impressed me. Among overseas players, it has to be the universe boss, Chris Gayle. The innings was tottering. They had some 25 runs in the sixth over, and he came out with all guns blazing. Even at 41-42, the universe boss still has the fire in the belly. And also the way he fielded a ball and almost run out the opposition batsman, that also was really heartening to watch. Apart from that, the other major overseas player who's done well is Moeen Ali. He has given a lot of quick fire innings and quick impetus, and he has revived the slow CSK, and he has changed it from Chota Hathi to a more powerful SUV like a Toyota or something. So these two overseas players have really impressed. But apart from that, it's an Indian Premier League, so definitely we always have to talk about Indian players. Out of Indian players, definitely Rishabh Pant as a leader has also definitely impressed so far in the acumen he has shown. So assuming that Ponting is not running things from the dressing room, I feel that Rishabh has given quite a good account of himself in this tournament. Also, in Punjab Kings, both Ravi Bishnoi and this newcomer Harpreet Brar have shown that they are able to carry the mantle forward, and definitely they are justifying the coaching of Anil Kumble. Whereas definitely special mention to Harshal Patel, who has had good and bad days. But recently he conceded 53 and even made them back, though RCB couldn't win. But his death bowling in the initial stages has really been a good find for them. And so definitely it has turned out to be a good trade for them. As for CSK, definitely Ruturaj has still struggled to get off the blocks. But it is good that Duplessis is having a good touch. And so did Jadeja, who scored 37 runs of that one over. So definitely there are many players to watch out for. I am very much excited to see Rajat Patidar come good, Shah Rukh Khan finish a few games, and even maybe Mohammad Azharuddin get an opportunity to feature in this league. And among bowlers, I am definitely eagerly waiting when Ishan Porel will be blooded into the thick of things. Maybe we can see David Malan with the injury to Meredith. We don't know how the combinations at Punjab Kings would change. And also, I hope RCB arrest the small mini slumps which they have got themselves into. They are in a good position to qualify for the playoffs. So let us see what happens with both the southern teams this time, RCB and CSK. And of course, Mumbai has nothing much to worry about. So that is pretty much the IPL. Definitely also, I have to share my perspective as one of the frontline workers in the COVID pandemic. So although I work in a trauma hospital, definitely the things have changed since this second wave. You all have been looking at the news. There have been photos of mass cremations going on, bodies waiting in line to be cremated. And definitely the situation is not very good. So I would only recommend one thing to all of you, that you can try to help each other as much as possible. Try to advocate vaccination among all your near and dear ones. Try to convince them. And don't believe in any WhatsApp forwards or any rumors. And don't circulate these and don't amplify these hearsay. And always you can consult a doctor nearby or any of your friends. And also believe information only from credible sources. So at this time, there can be a lot of fear mongering and panic. So we have to avoid that. So hence you should stop amplifying messages from WhatsApp. And the moment you get something like this, which is dubious, it will always be there that it has been forwarded many times. So that is a red flag for this message. So you have to, in any group, there is an option of replying privately. You can reply to that person, you can call that person and tell them, please don't circulate these dubious messages. But one more thing is that we should not lose the touch with reality. So the reality is that yes, there is death and devastation all around. We were poorly prepared for the second wave. We did not have enough resources as like oxygen or beds, and we are definitely in dire crisis. And this second wave is affecting the younger people in the age group of 30 to 50. And definitely the older people were always at risk from the COVID virus. In Bengal, there's a special problem. There's a triple mutant virus which is there, and that is supposed to be more deadly and having higher mortality. And definitely in the northern states like Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, and nationwide, the situation is not very good. So at this time, there is only one thing I am appealing to all of you, is that you should have some empathy. If there is someone in distress, you should try to be of use. And if you can't be of use, you should just leave them alone. If there is someone who has had a bereavement, who has lost someone in the family, you should be a little kind and empathetic towards us. The reason we evolved from apes as human beings is because we have empathy and sympathy and emotions like compassion, and we treat each other like with care and love and affection. So that is the reason we evolved from our primate ancestors. So if you want to stay human, you have to exhibit a little bit of emotion. There is nothing wrong in someone grieving for their loved ones or someone who is upset. It is natural to be upset in such times. And so hence, definitely you should take care of your health. And in case you are not liking what is going on around you, you should definitely put a stop to it. You can take a social media break. You can put off your WhatsApp. You can turn off your data. All the options are at your fingertips. So it is up to you how much you want to engage or be involved so that it does not affect you. So definitely the pandemic will affect all of us emotionally and psychologically as well, and we have to be wary of that. So the only respite in this time is each other. So you have to be with each other, trust each other, and keep your family close to you. Finally, before we end, I would like to touch upon an important debate which is going on, that with so much death around, is it right to have the IPL? Is the IPL an essential service? So is it essential? Was it a good logistical thing to plan the IPL? Or like when Delhi is having such a big crisis, like so much resources are being diverted to conduct this IPL and house the players? Well, ultimately, the thing is that we couldn't predict this second wave. So definitely we couldn't have avoided this. So they didn't know if the second wave was coming, or even if they knew, the experts were not warned, or the establishment hasn't made the adequate precautions for this. So definitely we should not make a franchise tournament as a scapegoat in this case. But then, you know, people are entitled to their opinion. Yes, part of me definitely agrees that, you know, when so much death is around, so much disaster is there, I also don't watch many of these matches due to the lot of somber mood is there around. So yes, definitely. But yeah, there is an audience for this. And you know, if there is someone who's recuperating in his hospital bed and who is in isolation, I think there is nothing better to cheer him up than a good game of cricket. Yes, I know that many will argue that whether you put the lives on risk and all these things, they do matter in the end. But now it's a done deal according to me, because already the tournament has been underway. So I feel now if we stop this tournament and start trying to move the people in the middle of this tough situation, a lot of overseas players can be at risk because they don't have the same immunity as Indian players. Yeah, this is definitely debatable, but in this current time, the many of these overseas players, when they can catch normal bugs, like in 92 Mike Gatting fell ill after having crab curry in Mumbai. So definitely I think we shouldn't risk the lives of players, although yes, they are playing for money, they have come here of their own accord, but as a host nation we cannot abandon them. And definitely those who want to go home, they should be given proper transport arrangements, they should be free to go home. So that's what I feel. And regarding the Indians, definitely it should be a personal choice whether to participate in the tournament or not. So maybe another thing is there can be a more opportunity for youngsters. My complaint has always been that there are not enough Indian players in this Indian Premier League. So definitely it's a chance for some new youngster to shine. Who knows, due to a slot opening up. So let us look at the bright side of things and the opportunities. And yes, definitely it's not a time to be positive. But I won't tell anyone to be positive. I would tell you to be realistic and let us hope for the best. And we just hope that this second wave blows over as fast as possible. I'm wishing all of you that you remain safe and happy. Thank you very much.
Raghav texted me last night wanting my view on whether the IPL should be conducted at all in the light of this massive COVID surge that has hit us. Now, for speaking for me personally, as a cricket enthusiast, a sports enthusiast, who's quite happy to watch anything or any sporting action that's live on TV, and my answer was pretty simple. It is a resounding no. The IPL must be cancelled or at least suspended. To be continued at a later date, subject to, maybe player availability, date availability, etc. Now, why I hold this view is because I also believe that IPL, other than just being cricket, there's also a lot of festivity, there's a lot of entertainment that is inherent in the in the nature of this tournament. And when there is so much of suffering and grief all over, I mean, to be conducting this tournament at this time, to me, it just does not feel right. Of course, there is the other view that, you know, it's a useful distraction for people who are already suffering from an overdose of COVID information, negativity, etc., etc. But somehow that argument does not wash with me. So the thousands of families who have lost their loved ones, the thousands of families who are struggling for beds, oxygen, ventilators, I mean, distraction, really? So this argument does not work for me. So that's my view, that the IPL should be cancelled. And you may possibly say that it is an emotional response. Maybe it is. And I'm also aware that emotion rarely wins when money is involved. Mask up and stay safe, everyone. Thank you.
Hello all. As I had mentioned earlier that this season of, you know, IPL, this is going to be an exciting one. You know, we see, you know, like 35 games have been completed, and we can see all franchises competing for the trophy, you know, with full swing. And I feel the top three teams on the table at the moment, have totally impressed me. CSK, Delhi Capitals, and of course RCB, you know. And CSK, you know, started off a bit low, and the way they have bounced back shows the character. And Delhi Capitals are a very, very young side, led by Rishabh Pant, and they are doing, you know, they are playing very well at the moment, and I feel I feel they'll definitely be on in the top four, and they'll definitely make it to the playoffs. And the other team, which has impressed me is, of course, RCB, you know. And right from the game one, you know, players are, putting in a lot of hard work. Though, you know, at times, you never know, on that day the better team wins. RCB has also done a couple of mistakes and lost some games, you know. That is okay, but they are definitely they'll definitely bounce back, and I'll definitely see them making it to the playoffs. And I hope they lift their first trophy. You know, many a times, you know, there are demands from certain set of people, you know, that, you know, stop playing, you know, stop the tournament. And people also, you know, think differently. Like, you know, on some days they may have a mood to watch the match, because it gives them respite, especially during the lockdown. It's a chance and a, you know, great way to get together for a family and to spend some good time together. And especially when you can't go out, IPL definitely, is doing its bit, kind of when you know, entertaining people and giving some respite. And on some days it feels, you know, it's not right. And on some days it just feels like, do we really need it? And when it comes to like the what the franchises are doing in helping out in helping to fight the COVID, you know, I can see like many or most of the franchises are doing their bit, in form of financial support, and I can take names of Pat Cummins and Brett Lee and some of the Indian cricketers also, you know, who have donated, and they can, I feel like they can do much more, you know, looking at the following they have on Twitter and Instagram. And I see like many players like Wasim Jafar, has given his Twitter handle to a journalist, you know, to to give, you know, information on like beds available at the hospital or oxygen and etc. So, and finally, you know, I want to take I want to repeat the words, you know, what the BCCI CEO of BCCI had said, you know, addressing the players. He says, like, while you go about playing the sport we all love, you're also doing really something important. And when you are walking out on the field, you're bringing hope to millions of people who have tuned in. And in the course, if even for a minute, if you bring smiles on someone's face, then you have done well. And while you're, professionals and winning, you know, playing will, you know, play to win the games. And this time you're also playing for something much more important, you know, that is humanity. So with this, I complete my words, and I also want to say, stay safe. Wear mask, maintain social distancing, just avoid travel, unnecessary, you know, going out. Thank you so much.